I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What have you heard from the Iranians?
They'd like to talk, but they should have done that before. I had 60 days, and they had 60 days, and on the 61st day, I said, we don't have a deal. They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
That with the G7 before the president left late last night up in Canada there. And this is the truth social that they sent out. Everyone should immediately evacuate it. Easier said than done in the city of Tehran. The city itself has upwards of 9.5 to 10 million people. The surrounding metropolitan area of Tehran, upwards of 17 million. The country itself is massive. It's about the size of Alaska. It's twice the size of Texas. You could take 75 Israels and put it inside. Fit it inside the geography of Iran. That's what you're dealing with here. The borders are extensive and long with Iraq. It's about 1,000 miles in length. Several up here with Armenia and Azerbaijan. Turkmenistan, you see as well. Afghanistan. Pakistan's got a border that extends about 500 miles. This is, thus far, what these neighboring countries have done. Pakistan announced its borders closed yesterday. Azerbaijan has done it as well. The airspace is closed over Tehran. Many of those taillights they see in the video that we've been showing for the last 2 days. It's been reported that many folks who live in Tehran are heading north to the Caspian Sea. There's the taillights there on the highways. They are jammed at night. It is so easy to see based on the video when the night gets dark.
And they are doing their best to get out of Tehran, out of Iran, anywhere they can. That's the situation as it stands right now. And it could change within the next second. President Trump made it very clear. Look, we have tried to work with Iran. We've offered them numerous opportunities to come sit with us. Let's resolve this so we do not get to this point. And we're at this point. Is this the breaking point or is this still another stalemate point? President Trump is not going to telegraph that information directly to you, nor to me, nor the nation, nor to Iran, nor should he. I want him to keep everything close to the chest, to let them know we have many options. You want to start counting them? None of them mean anything good for you. I want to thank you for joining us for hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, August 26, 2026. And let me take a moment to remind you, tomorrow Jamie will be off his program, the noon program. We will be airing during that hour. So the unfortunate side is no three martini hour with Jamie tomorrow at noon. The upside is Larry Connors, USA. And I say, forget the martinis. Grab a bottle of Jack, with or without ice, no straws, and sit back and enjoy a fascinating program we've got lined up for tomorrow. You already have Fred Flights lined up talking about the latest with Iran. I wanted him today, but at the same time, I really wanted him for tomorrow because I didn't expect anything to happen before tomorrow. But Fred will be with us, and he's an expert in all affairs regarding Iran. And also tomorrow, Sidney Powell will be joining us. She was one of the attorneys representing Donald Trump when they were contesting the Dominion voting product, remember? And Rudy Giuliani and the others. And Sidney Powell got slapped with massive fines and punishment, threatened to take away her law license, basically gagging her. And we were told, if you have that woman on your air again, if she appears on your program, Larry, we will cancel you from YouTube. You know what we did? The very next day, we had her back on. I haven't heard any threat from them lately, But they know we're going to do what the hell we decide, not what they tell us to do. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. And education today comes in various ways. In part, where we stand right now with the general public belief with ICE. Is it doing the proper job or not? That's going to be an issue we'll be getting into later. And also a subject later still this hour that bears a closer resemblance of what's happening. And that is all these crackpot leftists who invaded churches shouting against ICE and against parishioners gathered to pray. It happened last weekend, the weekend before. Some were thinking about trying it again, but they realized ICE is serious. We will arrest you if you come in. Except for Don Lemon, they decided not to file charges on him. And I know that has him so very upset. Breaks my heart. But we'll get into that later. And our story behind the story today. This is a story that gathered national attention for days. It happened May 31 and June 1, 1921. This was a major race riot that destroyed a large section of Tulsa, Oklahoma, especially the black businesses and homes in Tulsa. What sparked it? It sparked because reports of a young black man who got in an elevator with a white woman who was the elevator operator, and she screamed, and from that point, things got out of control, ending in death and various forms of destruction. That will be our story behind the story, still to come today. Now back to the issue of where we stand right now with Iran and what's going to happen and what time frame. A question raised to four-star retired general Jack King.
The U.S. military has been sort of mapping out what this would look like. And here's what the New York Times writes. The exercises led to the conclusion that one bomb would not solve the problem. Any attack on Fordo would have to come in waves, with B-2s releasing one bomb after another down the same hole. And the operation would have to be executed by an American pilot and crew. Is there a second option, a ground option, that the president might have on his menu of choices?
Well, certainly there are a number of options, and the real issue is if the United States is going to do something here, it's likely going to be from the air, because we have that capability. And let me say that if the United States was leading this campaign and Israel was supporting us, this would be a very complex and challenging set of targets to deal with Iran's complete nuclear enterprise that exceeds more than 12 bases out there, where this enterprise is located, and some of them are buried under the ground. And they've spread out their enrichment, they've spread out their centrifuges to make this a difficult challenge. And the Ayatollah and his people have always had the thought, and this is why they never dismantled their nuclear program as a result of negotiations. They believed that they could absorb an air attack, and because so many of their capability is buried under the ground, they can survive that air attack in terms of capability, recover, and rebuild.
And you know why they believe that? Because they had Joe Biden and Obama in the White House, thinking they would never get to everything we have. Things are changing rapidly. Now, we have to rely on allies to help carry some of this out. I want to give you conflicting reports. These are conflicting reports. You can make what you want of them. One source that came from Reuters, United Arab Emirates says it will not allow its airspace to be used in any way to launch attacks against Iran. That's one source. Still another source says that The Operation Glad Tidings of Victory, which would follow a drone attack by Iran, which took place in June, would take place again. So we would be using various sources in the UAE and elsewhere. There's an Israeli report that says Jordan and UAE are now going to support our potential U.S. attack on Iran. And Iran is set to attack bases, U.S. bases, in Saudi, UAE, and Turkey. Still another source. An Al Jazeera report. The UAE, Jordan, and UK would back the U.S. in any attack on Iran. And I will give you one other report, also an Algeria source. U.S. military moving Navy, Army, Air Force assets to the Middle East. Now that we know, we've seen documented for some time. This situation continues to escalate. And in the meantime, I was going to book him for an interview today, but we were already filled out. But I knew Maria Bartiromo would have him on. That's Jordan G. Chain, our Chinese expert we often go to. A lot of news sources rely on Gordon. And something happened over the weekend in China.
Welcome back. China's top military general accused of leaking Beijing's nuclear weapons secrets to the United States, allegedly accepting bribes for official acts. The general considered Xi Jinping's most trusted military ally. This reportedly is part of a larger aggressive dismantling of China's military leadership, as Xi Jinping supposedly is cracking down on corruption and disloyalty. Some experts questioning whether this is impacting China's military readiness. Joining me now is Gatestone Institute senior fellow Gordon Chang. Gordon, great to see you. You know, this is a story that you and I have touched on over the years, but I'm wondering what you think about this now, because if Xi Jinping has been weakened, which we know that he has since having that mini stroke years ago, why is he taking out, why is his lead military guy being taken out? Is that his decision or the Politburo's decision? What are your thoughts on this story?
Yeah, I think that General Zhang Yaoshao, who was the number one uniformed officer, first vice chairman of the Communist Party Central Military Commission, was Xi Jinping's adversary in the military. And I think Zhang was actually taking out Xi Jinping's loyalists in the military, which he did last year. What we do know, and there's a lot we don't, but what we do know is that the Communist Party right now is in turmoil and the military is not that ready because the senior leadership has been annihilated, as someone said. I don't actually think that Zhang Yaoshao passed nuclear weapon secrets to the U.S., but I think that clearly right now we are in a state of turmoil in China and anything can happen.
Anything can happen, and as if we need another unstable regime, as with China. Back to the stateside issue, and that, of course, all the focus is on Minnesota and the ICE agents. Another shooting over the weekend, a man apparently showing up with a 9mm pistol. It's still unclear who did the first shooting or how it took place, justified or not. Still under investigation. But I want you to listen to some of the remarks that Harry Enten of CNN has been tracking on latest numbers regarding public perception of ICE.
How much has changed in terms of ICE and in terms of ICE, you know, then versus now?
Yeah, I'm not really surprised that President Trump is sending Tom Homan in, because ICE, DHS, Kristi Noem have been a political disaster. Because just take a look here. I mean, ICE's net approval rating during Trump's term. You go back to term number one. Look, it's pretty even at 0 points. You go to June 2025, right? That was when all that stuff was going on in Los Angeles. They dropped down. Look at this. -17 points, way in the basement. But then after Minneapolis, it's even lower, -27 points on the net approval rating of ICE. Of course, this all being done under Kristi Noem. So no, what's going on in Minneapolis is not popular at all. What's been going on during this second term under ICE, under the Trump administration, under Kristi Noem, has very much not been popular, and it's only been getting more and more unpopular.
And the reason it's unpopular is because we are enforcing the law, period. And we're not getting support from Minneapolis police and others. In fact, the Minneapolis police chief, speaking about that shooting that took place the other day, his remarks, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically came down, it makes no difference who's responsible. Damn sure does make a difference, even if the officer was involved directly and responsible. But in the meantime, Minnesota handsy Governor Walz is saying, I'm trying to do everything.
The Attorney General sent that in. I would thank the local folks and Commissioner Snell. Thank you to you and your team over there. In that letter, they talked about, you know, you need to hand people over who are in your jails. They're taking credit for people that we've had in jail for a long time. We always hand them over, and the Commissioner very clearly.
No, so you haven't.
They're lying.
No, you haven't.
This has nothing to do with fraud. As the Attorney General said, they're not sending us forensic accountants. And these are things that have been... we're dealing with now and have been for quite some time. So look, it's not a serious attempt to get at this. The way to fix this is get these folks out of here. We've continued to work with them. They asked us for these numbers. We provided them. We continue to show, and they're not serious. And look, I think everybody understands what the last request was, totally unrelated to anything on the voter files. This is, again, as the Attorney General said, Donald Trump telling everybody that the election was rigged, who started all this nightmare for America, has nothing to do with it. And I would just give a pro tip to the Attorney General. There's 2 million documents in the Epstein files we're still waiting on. Go ahead and work on those.
Yeah, well, why don't we begin by looking at the forensics material of your fraud? Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem.
So my question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state?
We want transparency for the American people, and that's one of the reasons why you've seen our Border Patrol and our ICE officers out there working with the community and consistently asking the governor, consistently asking the mayor, please work with us. All we ask is that before you turn violent criminals out on the streets, let us know so we can pick them up and we can send them back to their home countries. We've asked for that partnership. We get it everywhere else in the country that we have Democrat and Republican leaders working with us. We wish that Minnesota could be the same.
But they don't. That's the whole point. They don't. Coming up, a member of the John Birch Society talking about how these crackpot leftists continue to invade churches and thinking they're right. And our story behind the story still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. They profit off a of weakness and they always have. Now meth is the recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest is Gary Benoit. He's the editor-in-chief of The New American. That's a publication affiliated with the John Birch Society. Obviously, right-wing, conservative, American. Also the author of the book, Vanguard of the Americanist Cause, A Close Look at the John Birch Society. First of all, welcome aboard, Gary. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you, Larry. I'm really glad to be with you.
Well, we've been following all these events continuing to spiral out of control in Minneapolis. And Harry Enten of CNNN put out a publication today on their network showing, look, it was not so bad with ICE and Trump in his first term, but now it's gone wacko and basically trying to put the blame on Trump and the ICE agents doing their J-O-B.
It's an upside-down world, isn't it, Larry?
Yeah, for sure.
But I do think that's part of the strategy on the part of the revolutionaries. And let's start with this. Just imagine trying to do your job as an ICE agent where people are interfering with your ability to carry out your law enforcement duties and blowing whistles and whatnot. And how on earth can you get anything done? So, you know, let's start right there.
And let's add to that, the governor is doing nothing to support them. In fact, fighting against them. The police chief
exactly. And
many of the communities saying, we're not going to do anything to help them. And yet they claim, look, if we're holding someone ICE wants in our jail, we hold them until they pick them up. That's a flat-out lie.
I know it is. And I think it's all part of the strategy and really the revolutionaries. And it's not just the people in the streets. It's also the people at the top. And of course, you mentioned the police chief. You mentioned the governor. But the whole idea is to make the situation ungovernable. And then out of that, what would come would be a police state. And you create anarchy. You tear down the old order. And then on the smoldering ruins of that order, you build the new world order. And so the people at the top, I believe that's exactly what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, on top of that, they're useful idiots. Majority of those in the streets that have been protesting are white.
Well, I know. And of course, they're not just white. There are other colors as well. But the whole idea is to have a block of people here who do not have the understanding that we do of the principles of freedom. Of course, I'm referring specifically to the Somalis, but there are others, too. And, you know, they're being used in order to bring about the violence that can then be used to justify bringing about a national police force.
And the other day when they stormed this church, among them was Don Lemon Fruitcake. Now, I call him that based not on his sexual preference. I could care less. But he's a nutty as a fruitcake. And yet he was out there saying, I should be charged. I was part of it. And the judge did not issue charges against him.
I know. Again, it's an upside down world. But I saw his reporting, if you want to call it reporting.
Yeah.
And he was egging the whole situation on. He was encouraging shutting down a religious service. And imagine that. You know, imagine the media promoting what happened at that church in a way where in order to exercise your freedom to assemble, you have to shut down people practicing the religion. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, let's get into that. The FACE Act, which has been put in place to stop such things from happening, and primarily aimed at helping prevent minority churches from being overrun. The status of the FACE Act.
Well, the FACE Act originally was intended to allow access to abortion clinics. And, of course, at the John Birch Society and the New American Magazine, we're very pro-life. We're against the killing of innocent people. But we're also for the freedom to assemble. So it is, I think, ironic that the FACE Act was used. I'm sure there are other laws that could have been used in order to bring people to justice who would violate the freedom of religion and shut down a church service. And actually, law enforcement should be handled at the local level. And then only if absolutely necessary at the state level and maybe the federal level if it's viewed as an insurrection. But this is a dangerous trend in terms of bringing about more power on the hands of the national government when these things should be handled by local law enforcement. But what do you do, Larry, when local law enforcement, when the police chief and the governor join the revolutionaries?
Yeah, in fact, the police chief in this most recent shooting that took place over the weekend, one quote I've seen from him, and I have not had time to go into detail, but I'm going to take it as I saw it. Basically, he says, it's not clear who was justified or not, and it really doesn't make any difference.
That's an incredible quote. I had not seen that one, but of course it makes every difference because I want to be able to practice my freedom of religion. And what happened, Larry, at that church reminded me of what happened back during the COVID protocols and the COVID policies, where churches were shut down and shuttered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, and if you were standing outside praying with a mask on outside an abortion clinic, you were arrested. And you, of course, were not allowed to go to church, even if you were a mask. Now, unless you're Governor Newsom, you could go to the French Laundry in the Napa Valley and with all your friends have a nice dinner.
It really is amazing, isn't it, that this COVID virus was so selective that it would attack people going to church, but not attack people going to abortion centers to kill their babies.
So where does the John Birch Society stand in all of this with today's world? And now, when I was growing up, the John Birch Society was considered a mainstream, possibly, of America, and yet many considered it maybe a bit too far to the right.
Well, many people thought that John Birch Society was ridiculous when it was founded back in 1958, because we were arguing at the time, and of course, we're presenting evidence as well, that there was a conspiracy and that this conspiracy was working to bring about more government leading to total government and more internationalism leading to world government. And we were blowing the whistle on that and while at the same time supporting our constitutional form of government. The republic that was created by the founding fathers, our slogan is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. But as we've seen over the years, I would say, Larry, people are not laughing at the John Birch Society today because people more and more realize that we've been right all along, that this supposedly silly notion of communism taking over, we see that happening today before our lives, and today people are not laughing about that.
No, I mean, a conspiracy that actually has a factual basis. And we're seeing it happen with our young people, even in grade school. Indoctrination.
Oh, I know. And many young people today, they think they're socialists or they think they're communists. And of course, they've been sold a bill of goods. They may think that socialism is a share the wealth program, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs. But socialism actually is a control the wealth program. The propaganda on behalf of socialism is simply intended to beguile people into accepting tyranny. And we've seen this happen in history. Hitler, for example, the National Socialists, the Nazis, the German people unknowingly helped to bring Hitler into power by voting for the Nazis, thinking that they would be better off, but they got tyranny instead. So
we've seen it happen
over and over again.
Gary, you stepped over the line there, because a lot of people think that you guys, you and others like you and me, put Trump in power to do the same thing.
Well, I personally voted for Trump, but the John Birch Society does not take a position regarding who should be elected or who should not. Our standard always is the Constitution, and the way we evaluate candidates is how closely that candidate or that politician follows the Constitution. And we do publish voting records on members of Congress, for example. And the best member, according to our guide, which is based on the Constitution, is actually Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who has become very much in the news lately and is being attacked by Trump as being the most liberal member of the Congress and the Republican Party. And actually just the opposite of the case. He's probably the most conservative. But that's the standard. If you believe in less government and more responsibility, if you believe that a government large enough to protect our freedoms, but not so large to take those freedoms away, that's what the John Birch Society supports.
All right.
If you're for more and more government, leading the total government, well, then you're a socialist or a communist or a fascist. It doesn't make any difference what you call it. It's still totalitarianism.
You're going to be interested in a piece we're going to have later in our second hour, and that is Michelle Obama suggesting boycott white manufacturers. And the fact that they own Martha's Vineyard, that was not built by... anyway, we'll get into that later.
Isn't that racist?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. All right, I want to thank you again, Gary Benoit. Again, the book is The New American, that's a publication, and the book is the author of Vanguard of the American Cause. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless.
You bet. God bless. Yeah, a little bit later, we are going to hear from Michelle Obama talking about, you know, we really shouldn't be buying something if it's made by white people. Martha's Vineyard, who built that? We'll get into that as well. And our story behind the story, the race riot wars in Tulsa.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We're going back in history to a terrifying event that took place in the center of America, accepting the fact that the Civil War was the most horrific thing to hit our nation, to divide our nation. Well, there was something else that happened a few years later. In 1921, May 31st, a two-day-long white supremacist terrorist massacre took place in the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, a lot of the material I'm going to share with you has come from a variety of sources. You can find them in different locations. I used many of them in compiling this piece of information for you. So I can't give you any specific. There were some sound bites and pieces of video that might have stood the test of time and be worthy for presenting on the air, and yet some were just not as solid as I wanted them. So allow me, please, to share the story behind the story of the Tulsa Race Massacre. Again, it started May 31 and lasted through June 1, the year 2021. I'm sorry, 1921. There were mobs of whites that were suddenly deputized and appointed as deputies to arm the city against racial strife. There was a section of Tulsa, Oklahoma at the time that was a black community, but considered one of the most wealthy black communities in the nation. In fact, some called it the Black Wall Street. When this thing began, it escalated rapidly, and definitely race was part of it. Whatever were facts in the beginning got lost or ignored, and it ended up involving some that had been, to some extent, involved in the Civil War. In 1921, Oklahoma considered itself racially, socially, politically tense. The territory of northern Oklahoma established for resettlement of Native Americans, some of them owned slaves. The slaves were the first black inhabitants of the Indian Territory, brought there by their native owners. Other areas received settlers from the South. Their families had been shareholders before the Civil War. Oklahoma was admitted as a state on November 16, 1907. The newly created state legislature, largely Democrat majority, passed racial segregation laws, most commonly known as Jim Crow laws. That was the first order of business. They felt we need to get the black people under control. First law segregated all rail travel, voter registration, disenfranchised non-whites. They could also not serve on a jury. And by 1916, Tulsa itself had an ordinance mandating residential segregation. No black could move into an area occupied by whites. Now keep in mind, the Civil War had ended in 1865, but it was still a living memory for many. The Klan began a resurgence. Tulsa was a booming oil city at that point, and it did have a number of affluent, educated, professional African-American residents. That district in Tulsa organized in 1906 by Booker T. Washington. Later, the area established as part of a district of Tuskegee, Alabama, to some extent. And as I said, it became the Black Wall Street. Fast forward, 1930. Correction, May 30, 1921, a Memorial Day. A 19-year-old black shoe shiner employed at a Main Street shine parlor entered the only elevator in the new Drexel building in order to use the top floor colored restroom. His employer had arranged for him to do that. And there he encountered a 21-year-old white elevator operator who was up on duty. It was not clear how much they knew each other, but there was more than a passing acquaintance. He often was on the elevator with her. At one point, and this is where the story got way out of hand and escalated to violence, he either fell, according to some reports, stumbled against the woman, touched her bare leg. She screamed in horror, and others came racing. Now, even though the police questioned the operator, the young woman, there was no written account of her statement. She apparently told police he grabbed her arm and nothing more. She did not want to press charges. The police determined what happened was less than assault, so they just basically put it aside. But the young black man was fearful. Tuesday, May 31st, he was arrested. And therein began the fallout. On the morning after the incident when he was arrested, a black patrolman had detained him, initially taken to the Tulsa City Jail, and the police commissioner said he got a phone call threatening the man's life. He ordered him transferred to a more secure jail. The Tulsa Tribune owned, published, and edited by a Richard Lloyd Jones, one of the two white-owned papers, published the story in Tulsa and broke it with this headline, "Nab Negro for Attacking Girl in Elevator." That was the headline. The facts didn't really support much of any of that. But that's all it took. Then there was an editorial warning of a potential lynching titled, "To Lynch Negro Tonight." All of this sensational style of reporting. And it quickly took root across the nation. It was printed all the way into New York and other quarters. Folks began to gather from the immediate area and elsewhere. That included the black community as well. And one who was watching some of this said about 50 to 60 black men armed with rifles and shotguns arrived at the jail to support the sheriff and deputies to defend the man being held. But then the situation began to escalate, not only with the number, but even aircraft, planes being brought in. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So at this point, you have many black residents worried about the lynching of a black man. You have many whites who want to lynch him. And others were just fearing, quote, a Negro uprising. So they were ready to fight anyone that did not seem to meet their qualifications. There are conflicting reports about the exact time and nature of the incident. Members of the National Guard were brought in. And then there were planes that were brought in to go after some of the black neighborhood, dropping nitroglycerin and other flaming items onto the homes and the businesses. By 11 o'clock that second night, members of the National Guard tried to subdue some of the rioters, and again, there was more fighting. Throughout the early morning hours of June 1, groups of armed white and black men squared off in gunfights, basically along the Frisco tracks. That was the dividing line between the white and black commercial districts. Small groups of whites carried out raids into the black community. And as the unrest moved to other parts of the city, many middle-class families who had black people in their homes as live-in cooks and servants, they had white rioters on their doorsteps demanding the employees be turned over to them. Couple notes here. Oklahoma was admitted as a state November 16, 1907. It did not call in the Oklahoma Constitution for strict segregation, fearing it would be vetoed anyway, but was basically carried out. And many servicemen returning to Tulsa following the end of the First World War, as they tried to enter the workforce, white supremacists forced them out. All this massacre began, and when it was over, something like 10,000 black people were left homeless. The estimate of damage at that time, maybe 2 million. In today's world, that would be north of 40 million. Many survivors left Tulsa. Eventually, material was put together to write the full story and give it context about the plane circling in midair and dropping lighted materials onto the plane to the grounds below. One other surviving feature that came out of this, they decided to start teaching it as part of the curriculum of Oklahoma history. They made that decision in 2000. And now you know the story behind the rest of the story of the Tulsa race riots. Next week, my interview with Barack Obama. And our second hour is still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.